Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Take it away from me. Glory be to God. We thank you once again, champion, for tuning in tonight. Amen. We open the service up tonight with a classic from Wilmington Chester Mass Choir featuring Ernest Davis Jr. Take it away from me. What a mighty powerful song. A mighty powerful proclamation. And what a mighty powerful prayer before the Lord thy God. If you find anything, hallelujah, that's not like you, I ask you, Lord, you know what to do. Watch me, Lord, and cleanse me through and through. Somebody say, watch me, Lord. Cleanse me through, and take it away. To God be the glory. He's a mighty God that's willing, able, and ready to do exactly what you petition him to do. I'm your host tonight on MCI Blog Talk Radio, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Darbytown Road in the city of Henrico, Virginia. I want to thank you for coming on once again tonight. And then onto this rich radio blog, I want to invite you tomorrow night to hear the awesome woman of God, my better and first half and only half, Thelma Monroe Butler. I'm ready to call her me, y'all. I'm really grateful. First, you got a mighty word for you tomorrow. Praise God. Followed by Friday night, the Honorable Pastor Matthew McNeil. Then Sunday morning, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Amen. We're trying to build you up, hallelujah, through the word of God. I tell you, God is good, children of God. I tell you, if we can just only trust him, if we can only take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. We're going to do something a little different today. We're going to get into the word of God. It's going to be a little different. As we know, the Bible was not written in chapters and verses. That's a translational approach that we can understand the word a little better. They're all letters. But I'm going to start at what we call the second letter to the Corinthian church, the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians. We're going to dissect chapter 4. But I want to read something in your hearing and what we call chapter 3. The end of that chapter, verse 14. I wanted your thought from verse 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. If I was entitled to tonight, I'd simply say glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Text would be, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. You know, that's a very traditional hymn in the church. It's a unique hymn because in its proclamation, in its testimonial position, as an act that the singer have done, giving God the highest praise available that a man can give. He's saying, hallelujah. He's saying, glory, glory, the character of God. Hallelujah. I praise your character. I praise your presence. I praise who you are. And at the same time, he's talking about the change about. We're going to get into the word of God. You know, It has many verses in that traditional hymn. They go on to say, friends, don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burdens down. They have a lot of verses you may hear different churches sing, but they have another familiar verse that I'm going home to live with Jesus. Come on. Since I laid my burden down. But I want to draw your attention tonight to this particular every round goes. Somebody with me already. Every round goes higher and higher since I laid my burden down. He's testifying, glory be to God, the growth that occurs in his worship. The growth that occurred in his relationship. The growth that occurred in his walk. He said every round goes higher and higher. If I can draw your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 14, the Bible declares, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away. In the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. I can pause right there so we don't put too much meat on the plate. He's describing the position of the people of God. When God was trying to send a path of relationship, a path of revelation of who he was, a way to have fellowship with him. The way was not yet made through the holies of holies. But the Old Testament was a schoolmaster, something to show us a path that the Lord thy God had for his people. It was a difficult time for the people of God. There was no Holy Ghost indwelling in the people of God. They have been placed in a position where the first law was broken in the garden. They were under the law of sin and death. For the wages of sin was death. The gift of God had not appeared. So we're talking about a people that was in a predicament, in a position. Only way you were going to have relationship with the Lord thy God was through the obedience of his word. Sounds pretty much like the New Testament and now. God's the same. He don't change. But I'm going to magnify what the Apostle Paul is saying here. And he wants us to see. He said, their minds were blinded. Till this day, this New Testament, this post-Christ resurrection time, this end time period, the veil remaineth. The blockage remaineth. The problem still exists. After all that, there's yet a veil over the people of God. But he tells us what it is. It's their mind. It's the mind. Romans 12 says, be not conformed unto this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. But why should I renew my mind? So that I can prove that which is good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. It's letting us know how important a transformed mind is in your relationship. Well, some of us, we have a somewhat transformed mind, a semi-transformed mind, a part-time transformed mind. That will never take away the veil. Hear me, champion, tonight. It will never take away the veil. It will cause you to seek the answer yourself. It'll make you believe that you've yielded enough. It'll make you believe you have the right answer for every situation you're going through. It'll make you take the battle alone. But a transformed mind causes you to see the glory. I'm going to get into where we're going today. It's really the next chapter. But I just want to let you know, he was saying that their minds were blinded even unto this day. If you read the Old Testament, it should take us to a place where when you see what God has done, y'all know what he's done, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Watch what 17 says. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him. So that the path of salvation can only be seen truly when the veil is taken away. That's some revelation right there. So he goes on to say, even unto this day when Moses has read the veil upon their hearts, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord. And I want to say this first. What Paul is trying to let us see, that even though God gave Moses the laws on Mount Sinai, and even though Paul said that the good I would do, I could not do, and that what I don't want to do, that I do. He said, when I go to do good, evil is present. He was talking about that particular Mosaic law that the children of God were stuck under. Let me make it plain. What he was trying to say is, we got no help, God. That Adam and Eve put us in a situation, and we cannot carry out your word. He says, every time we go to carry out your word, it's something fighting against the laws of my mind and bringing me into captivity unto the law of sin. But what Paul is saying here, that even in those days with a transformed mind, you were able to stay connected. Somebody ought to say amen inside their heart. Oh, yes. Even in those tough times where you had to do to be saved, it took a made-up mind. Oh, glory be to God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I tell you, one of the hardest things to lay down is your mind. It'll burden you down. But you'll shout and scream hallelujah when you lay that burden down. Let me go on for the sake of time. He says, but nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, see, when anyone shall turn to the Lord, when that mind get turned to the Lord, your battle more than halfway won. Can I tell you something? The Bible declares, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Why? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to pull down strongholds. You know the strongest stronghold you'll ever face in your entire walk with God is your mind. That's the stronghold that the weapon is meant to pull down. Watch what he says. He says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Against the knowledge of God. letting us know that the only thing that Satan can exalt himself over or against is your mind. He cannot exalt himself over your relationship with God. Cannot exalt himself over your will to serve God. He has no dominion. He cannot exalt himself over your worship with God. You can render it to God. But he don't have to ask for permission to exalt himself inside of your mind. He has been given room, space to exalt, to attack to your imagination, your thought realm, your intellect, because we're not robots. We serve God from a willing heart and a willing mind. So he says we have weapons. The main one is to understand when your mind is being attacked. Stand, glory be to God, when the thoughts are not of God. So you can understand how your God moves, who your God is, his nature, his character. Though you pick it up in your spirit, you have to understand it in your mind. Your mind has to understand what it's saying. People of God, this is the problem. Because Satan attacks the mind. Verse 14 said their minds were blinded. But 16 says when you turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Why? Because when you turn to the Lord with your whole heart and you follow the Spirit of God and you connect with God in the Spirit with a transformed mind, it shines the light on error. It shines the light on the Antichrist. It shines the light on a demonic move. It shines the light on what's not God. People hear my voice, and another they will not follow because they're locked in. When your mind is made up, child of God, tonight, when your heart is fixed and your mind is made up, glory be to God, and you connect it to your God in the Spirit, the veil is taken away. It'd be very hard to run roughshod through your life and your salvation. Amen, somebody. So the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. What are you talking about, people of God? It's freedom. There's bondages taken away. There's yokes destroyed. How about Sia? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's light. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's love. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's joy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is no bondage. Champion, if you find yourself bound in any area, if you're in bondage, then it's time to let the darkness get pierced by the light. That's the veil being taken away. Amen, somebody. For the Bible declares that's how it's moved. It's not moved from you being super religious. The veil is not moved from how many times you go to church. The veil is not moved from the title you put in front of your name. Hallelujah. The veil is not moved by the type of car you drive. The veil is taken away by beholding your God from glory to glory. The veil is taken away by your yielding, by your desire, by you transforming your mind, hallelujah, and yielding to the Spirit. You know how we know? Because that last verse says, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of God. God is not hiding from you today. God is not hard to find today. God is no mystery today. I know that people always say God moves in mysterious ways. That's because they don't know him. That's because they don't see him. That's because they're guessing if it's God or if it's not God. You don't have to guess no more, child of God. We all with open face behold as in a glass the glory. You want to see the glory? Hallelujah. Seek the glory. You want to know if it's the glory? Good God Almighty, lock in and see him. We all see him as in an open glass. And when we see him, the word of God says, we are changed into the same image. If you don't see the way to go, if you don't see a change in your heart, if you don't see a change in your mind, and your, now I ain't going to say your mind yet, but if you don't see a change in your life, if you don't see a change in your desire to get better and better, hallelujah, closer and closer, oh, glory be to God, maybe there's a veil over your heart. Maybe there's a veil over your eyes. Maybe you're living with a veil over your mind. Because when we see God and we see the glory of God, we are changed into the same image. Don't let nobody tell you it's instantly. It could be. The Bible doesn't declare how long it takes. But it do declare the process. And it do declare the direction that it takes. It's from glory to glory. It's not from glory to weakness to glory to weakness to weakness to glory. No, glory to glory. Child of God, I don't know how long it's going to take you to get to the next place in God. But it's got to be another step in glory. Another step higher in him. Another step closer to him. The Bible says, who seen this old house in this old glory? He said, how does it seem to you now? The glory of the latter house shall be greater than of the former house. I want to encourage somebody today, just keep waiting on the Lord. Just stay put, stay in your position, stay with a heart fixed and your mind made up. Good God Almighty, and just give God the glory. Say glory, glory, hallelujah. Keep your burdens at his feet, hallelujah. And you'll experience the glory of God. Amen. Oh, you experience the glory. He said we change to the same image. Even as from glory to glory. Now that is God's will. Stay with me. That's God's will. We ready to go into what they call the fourth chapter. But this is God's design for you. This is God's word spoken over you. This is your predestinated place that you have been ordained to get to. It's a ministry. Everybody has a ministry. A ministry just don't mean the pulpit. A ministry is the call over your life. So what we call chapter 4 starts out by saying, therefore, because of what I just said to you, child of God, seeing that you have this ministry, and we have received mercy, we faint not. If we seek the glory of God, give you enough strength to hold on to anything. Some of us are giving up. Some of us are throwing in the towel. Some of us is lost along the way because we don't see God nowhere in it. But I want to let you know it's a veil blocking it. Okay. The reason why you can't see the path, the reason why you can't find your answer, the reason why you feel lost, the reason why you're tired of trying, because you can't see past the veil that's set up in your mind. Your mind will tell you there's no veil there. Your mind will tell you you see clearly now the rain is gone. When all along, there's a scales over your eyes. You know that the prophet on Mount Carmel, Elijah, he had Gehazi with him. Gehazi was his servant, armor bearer, walking with him, talking with him as they did the work of God. And do you know he had a veil over his eyes when it came to certain places in God? It doesn't mean you can't see God. It don't mean you don't know God. What it means is sometimes you can get in a place and Satan will try to drop a veil over you. That's why he has a lot of unsaved people to say this little quote, oh, I was born with a veil over my eyes. I can see, that doesn't even make sense. Oh, I was born with a veil over my eyes. I can see this, I can see that. Well, if you were born with a veil, that means you can't see. But we listen to stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I was born with a veil over my eye. I can see people dying. Why do you want to see people dying? Can you see people living? Hallelujah. Can you see people getting saved? If you didn't have a veil over your eyes, you wouldn't say things like that. It's mighty through God. So people of God, he says, this is enough cause you to hold on and not faint. But it'll change you from glory to glory. Why did Paul say that? Because he's ready to go into an area of somebody who's operating with a veil and somebody who's not. Somebody who doesn't have a veil have renounced the hidden things. Y'all ain't talking to me. I'm talking about the hidden things of dishonesty. If you want to check, champion, if there's a veil over your eyes, a veil over your heart, a veil over your mind, ask yourself, what are you hiding? If you are hiding something that's dishonorable, you know it's a veil. It's a blockage. Can I say this? Something that brings glory, something that brings honor, you don't hide. Can I just share a little testimony? I'm going to share a little testimony to take a little time here. Back in the 60s or early 70s, you know, and I'm not saying this is to magnify the racial side of it, but I got to tell it. Back then, it wasn't so popular for blacks to win awards. And I can recall my sister, she was a cheerleader. She was a cheerleader on an all-white cheerleading squad. And they went to a competition, and the cheerleading squad was the best one there. So that competition, they had an individual, y'all don't hear me, they had an individual competition for the individual cheerleaders. Miss Pop won a cheerleading competition. Not only was my sister the only black on her squad, she was the only black that participated in individual competition. This way back in the 70s now, y'all. She won Miss Pop Warner. It was unique and unusual. That my father, when he got home, and many blacks didn't have a lot of cars in those days, this big trophy that she ran, y'all don't hear me, that she won, and he drove around the city, blowing the horn. Oh, y'all don't hear me yet. Making through the whole city, holding the trophy up. You know why? It brought glory to his family. It was honorable. When you are doing something that brings glory to God, you make sure it's seen. Hallelujah. You have nothing to hide. You let your light so shine before men that they see your good work and glorify areas that they don't want the light to shine in. They don't want the glory of God to stand. So, they won't renounce it. Do you know if you don't renounce certain things that you are a partaker? If there's something that I won't renounce, you know, people say, oh, I ain't telling them people my business. Oh, I ain't telling the saints of God this. I ain't telling the church this. I ain't asking for prayer. I'm not going to the altar. You know what you're doing? You're hiding Satan. Hallelujah. You're blocking your deliverance. You are working for the Antichrist. But when you have a transformed mind, good God Almighty, you will reveal the hidden things of dishonesty. You'll renounce the hidden things of dishonesty because that's what changed your walk. Oh, good God Almighty. We're talking about champion from going from glory to glory. We're talking about what's hindering us from going from glory to glory. Oh, glory be to God, because it's not the big fox things, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. We're not saying that you're not saved. We're not saying that you can't miss God along the way, but glory be to God, when you got a made up mind, hallelujah, and you miss God, hallelujah, you'll get that thing right with God. You'll come to the altar of God. You will cry out before God. Oh, glory be to God. But when your mind is blinded, you think you can hide it. How about CK? You think you can hide it from God. You think you can hide it from God's people. You think you can hide it for a little while longer. But I want to let somebody know, if you want to go from glory to glory, you got to renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. They'll weigh you down. They'll change your walk. And the only way you can walk with that weight that you won't lay down. For the Bible said, lay down every weight and the sin that do so easily beset you, and run with patience the race that's set before you. I want to let you know, the only way you can run that weight that you have not renounced, it's a job. You have to take on that job. You don't believe it's a job? That's hard work. That's hard work, child of God. You pretending, you're hurting on the inside, you're smiling and everything else, but you know you're carrying some things that you won't ask for help. You won't renounce the hidden things, and you're trying to run with it. But can I show you that it's a job? Watch what the next words say, the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking how? In craftiness. Do you know that craftiness is your trade? If you're a carpenter, that's your craft. Uh-huh. If you're a painter, that's your craft. If you're a witch, that's your craft. See, I'm going to say witchcraft. Whatever your craft is a job. It's what you do. How about Cindy out of our side? It's how you work it. You won't renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, and it becomes how you work your walk with God. It'll be how you work your persona around the people. It's how you work. Come on, somebody. Do you want to keep working? How do I send you? Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. When you lay your burden down, it's heavy. It's such a work. It's so hard trying to walk with God and carry hidden things of dishonesty. But if you renounce them, things lighten up. I know you hear me today, child of God. I said things lighten up. Because it goes on and on and on. The word of God says that if you don't renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, you'll walk in craftiness. And know what craftiness will cause you to do? Handle the word of God deceitfully. Find the Bible to support the way you're walking. Y'all ain't talking to me. Don't be mad at me now, child. I love you tonight. Come on, champions. I love y'all. But this is why it affects how you see the scripture. It's not that you mean to use the scripture in a bad way. It's how you see it. You think that it makes sense. You start getting scriptures and saying, oh, well, the Lord, he knows me. Oh, well, God, see, you're handling the word of God deceitfully. I better move on. I wish I could really hear how many amens I got. Glory be to God. But he says, you will handle the word of God deceitfully. Walk in craftiness. Good God Almighty. And not by manifestation. Not by manifestation. Glory to God. There's a different way of doing this. Yeah, there is a different way that we do this. It has to be done through manifestation. Praise God Almighty. It cannot be done through our mind. It cannot be done through our thoughts. We have to do it through manifestation. And if we can't see the word, we'll handle the word deceitfully to make it seem as if we do. Amen, somebody. He said, but manifestation of the truth. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. I tell you, with a transformed mind, child of God, you'll know that it's no longer about you. It is about God and his people. Yes, praise God. Amen. I tell you, God is good. I tell you, they hear me preaching all over. Good God Almighty, where I'm at. To God be the glory. But this is what he's saying. It's no longer about you, child of God. It is about called you to do. Glory be to God. You understand that, glory be to God, that you having a made-up mind is not for yourself, but it's for somebody that God has for you to reach. And he says, you have to give yourself, give your conscience, give your desires, because it's somebody that needs you. He goes on and says, because if our gospel be hid, good God Almighty, help me, Holy Ghost, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. He never said to them that don't go to church. When we hear this verse, we automatically think he's talking about sinners only. But the children of Israel weren't lost. When Moses came down and read the laws that God had given them on Mount Sinai, they weren't lost. But their minds were blinded. They weren't lost. The word had came to them, but their minds were blinded. So what are you saying today, Bishop? I'm saying that just because you go to church don't mean that you ain't blind. You can go to church and your mind could yet be blinded. a veil could yet be over your heart, over your mind, over your soul. He said, if our gospel is hid, it's hid to them who are lost, who can't see God, who can't see the glory of God, who can't understand what God wants to do in them, who can't see the will of God for their life. It's hid from them, from them, from them who are lost. And whom the God of this world, not God, but the God of this world, what he do? Has blinded the mind. I just want to point that out to you, that that's the same thing he did in the Old Testament. If their mind wasn't blinded, glory to God, God gave them a path that could have connected them, but their minds were blinded. Here we are 2,000 years from Christ. And if the gospel is hid, or the power of the gospel is hid, it's only because your mind has been blinded. Come on, we're going to wake something up inside tonight. Some scales are going to drop tonight. Glory be to God. We have to stop trying to see things ourselves. Stop figuring it out ourselves. Stop trying to understand everything with our own intellect. Good God Almighty, and wait on the Lord to give you revelation as to what to do, when to do, how to do. Because the God of this world has blinded the minds of them. Who? Them which believe not. Are you a believer today? Are you a believer today? Are you more than a believer? Have you laid your burdens down? Are you walking by faith today? Are you trusting God today? Because that will show if you're a believer, if you are standing on the promises of God. If you refuse to go against the word of God, if you yield to anything that God placed in your spirit, if you say yes, then the veil is taken away. But if there's still a fight, there's still a pull, there's still a tuggle, a tugging, glory to God, then we need to check and see if we don't have a veil hiding the light. He blinded the mind of them which believe not, unless the light, see, unless we let the light shine into the dark area, unless we let the light shine behind the veil and split the veil, see, let the light shine. Who is, watch this, unless the light, unless the glorious gospel of Christ, image of God, shall shine unto them, your situation will not change. See, he wants to blind the mind of them that believe not, unless the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of God, you won't be able to see the glory. You won't be able to see how to go from glory to glory, because the path will be blocked. Okay. You don't know how to make it to church. You don't know how to dance and shout. You don't know how to do a lot of other religious things. But you will not see how to pull down the glory. You will not see your next place in God. Cause frustration. It'll cause you being crafty. It'll cause you, understanding the word of God differently. But you won't be able to go from glory to glory. Come on, somebody. It affects your ministry. It affects our ministry. For the Bible declares that we preach not ourselves. It ain't even about us. It's not about what we got to go through to preach. The disciples went through some tough stuff just to preach the gospel. A lot of people have been through some terrible things, countries, preaching the gospel. But it wasn't about us. It ain't about you. It ain't about them. It's about Jesus Christ. See? And we, his servants. And we have to be satisfied with whatever path the Lord has set out for us, commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. If he shine in your heart, he'll give you the knowledge of the glory. He'll show you how to pull down the glory. He'll show you how to walk in the glory. He'll show you how to live in the glory. Good God Almighty, he'll show you how to lay your burdens down. He'll show you how to renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. He'll show you how to walk in purity. He'll show you how to walk in righteousness. Y'all ain't talking to me today. I couldn't hear you if you was. But I tell you today, champion, you can walk from glory to glory. Somebody don't believe me yet. Oh, glory to God. Somebody don't know about Brother Enoch. Good God Almighty. He went from glory to glory to glory to glory into the presence of God. Champion, it's available today. I want to let you know it's available. You have to search within your heart. You have to renounce some hidden things of dishonesty so it can clear up your vision. Glory to God. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty so Christ can shine in your heart. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Because he shines in our heart. Glory to God, to give us the knowledge, watch this, of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You have to get in his face. Child of God, you want the glory? Hallelujah. Get in his face. Let it go. Lay your burden down today and get in the face of Jesus. Glory be to God. It will remove every scale from your eyes. Get in the face of Jesus. Glory be to God. It'll cause you to renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Get in the face of Jesus Christ so you won't walk in craftiness. Get in the face of Jesus Christ today. He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Hallelujah to God. Come unto me. All ye that are weary, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He's meek, child of God, lonely at heart. Ye shall find rest for your soul. The veil shall be taken away. Tell you something? He's already given it to you. You have that treasure in earthen vessels. Know why? So that when you go from glory to glory, you'll understand that the excellency of the power, good God Almighty, it has purpose. The excellency of the power, that it may be of God and not of ourselves. But it's a certain way you got to think, child of God. It's a certain renouncing. It's glory be to God. Your eyes got to be open, enlightened, that you can see the glory, so that you can flow with the Spirit of God into your next place that he has for you. How many of you going? I know you want it. Hallelujah. I know you're going to get it. Glory be to God. Encourage you. In your next press session, champion, how about, see, get in the face of him. Get in the face of Jesus. Tell him all about it. Glory be to God. He's not going to tell your business. But if you get in the face of Jesus, you wouldn't worry about who he tell. You won't worry about who hear. You won't worry about who see. Glory be to God. When you renounce it, you no longer own it. I want to talk to somebody who don't know Christ yet. And I want to tell you, when you renounce some things, he'll throw it into the sea and remember it no more. Come on, somebody. We all been through. We've been troubled on every side, but not in despair. We all been persecuted, but we haven't been forsaken. We all been cast down, but not destroyed. We've been taught to bear about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. I want to say glory, glory, hallelujah, since we laid our burdens down. Every round goes higher and higher since we laid our burdens down. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Just want to give you something out of the Word of God. Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. And this is Undisputed Truth Ministry. Implore you, seek us on Facebook. You can contact us on MCI Radio. Sow a seed. Let God bless you so that the scales may be removed off of your eyes. Amen. Tune in tomorrow night for a powerful word from my awesome wife, lovely wife, my heart, my dear, Pastor Elect Donald Monroe Butler, and powerful ministries to follow. God bless you. See you next week. In Jesus' name, amen.